Police on Saturday detained Sardar Abdulqayyum Niazi, president of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, Azad Jammu and Kashmir, AJK, chapter and former AJK prime minister. According to police, Niazi was taken into custody in Somani, where he had arrived to address a rally. Before he could participate in the rally, Abdulqayyum Niazi was taken into custody, a police official said, adding that he was being transferred to Mirpur following the arrest. PTI's legal spokesperson Naeem Haider Panjutha strongly condemned the arrest of former AJK Prime Minister Abdulqayyum Niazi. "I strongly condemn the arrest of former Prime Minister Abdulqayyum. We are already fighting for Jammu and Kashmir, but those trying to turn Azad Kashmir into Jammu and Kashmir should drown in shame," he said. Niazi served as the Prime Minister of Azad Jammu and Kashmir from August 4, 2021 to April 14, 2022. He tendered his resignation before the voting on a no-confidence motion against him. A total of 25 dissenting members of the PTI and the AJK Legislative Assembly filed the no-trust motion against Niazi on April 12, 2022. The motion was filed under Article 18 of AJK's interim constitution. The move came shortly after former Premier Imran Khan was ousted from office on April 9, 2022. The AJK Legislative Assembly session was called for voting on the motion. Niazi submitted his resignation to PTI Kashmir President Barrister Sultan Mahmood Chowdhury and Imran Khan. It is worth noting that after a series of failed protests, the PTI founder has once again decided to demonstrate street power to campaign for the rule of law and the release of imprisoned party leaders and workers. However, the party appears divided on key policy matters, with dissenting voices increasingly surfacing in public. Days ahead of its planned protest on August 5, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, is facing a widespread crackdown, with party leaders going into hiding, workers reporting home raids and several bank accounts reportedly frozen. PTI leaders and workers allege that police across Punjab have intensified efforts to suppress the protest by launching a campaign of intimidation. Many party workers lament that since August 1, police have been knocking on doors, forcing workers to sign affidavits promising not to participate in the protest. The raids have led to panic within PTI ranks, with multiple leaders choosing to go underground to avoid arrest. Party sources claim that the door-knocking campaign has expanded rapidly over the past few days. In addition to the pressure tactics on the ground, several reports have emerged of financial restrictions being imposed on PTI leadership. The bank account of Hafiz Zeeshan Rashid, a senior PTI office bearer in Punjab, has reportedly been frozen, one of many such cases, according to the party.